interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, the couple here, they thought they knew what they were dealing with, but they were wrong. They thought the water, this couple was, they're staying inside a cabin in a national park in South Africa. And they're laying in bed. And there, all of a sudden, there's this water just leaking down from the ceiling, kind of trickling down onto their bed. And they're in bed there. And so it's splashing on them. And the husband says, well, I'm going to go talk to the front desk about this. And they got to get that roof fixed. They got to get that leak fixed up there. The problem turned out to be a lot more gross than what they thought it was.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't rainwater up in the ceiling. It was a python in the ceiling peeing on them.
How big was this python?
In South Africa, in this cabin in this national park. The python was up there in the rafters. So, they don't know that when they call the front desk to get someone to come fix the leak. Well, and then the smell starts kicking in.
Yeah, you know. That doesn't smell good when they do that.
Park rangers spent 2 hours trying to get the python to come down, but that didn't work out. He didn't want to leave where he was up there.
We'll give you 2 free cabin nights and free use of some of the amenities.
Well, listen to this, Brad. Eventually the couple moved to another unit, like after they couldn't get the python out of there. Like they were going to stay in that unit even after the peeing python was removed. I don't think that flies.
Yeah.
I think
that stinks.
Yeah,
literally.
I don't care how many, you know, you pull that python out of there and we're not staying in that room anymore. We're done.
We'll go to the bathroom when we go to the second story here too. This is a guy named Michael Maston. He's 57 years old, and for the last many years, he's been a longtime employee at the water treatment plant in Louisiana, in Donaldson, Louisiana, Donaldsonville. It's halfway between New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and you can see where this is going. It's not clear how many times he did it, but he was arrested for peeing in the town's water supply. They caught him on video doing it at least twice. I guess they said he could have been doing this for a long time. He would move the security camera so it couldn't see him. He'd just twist the security camera a little bit, and then he'd pee over the rail into the water tank below and then shift the camera back when he was done. Well, I don't know if it was because he got lazy or he just thought it was funny or whatever. They haven't got the reasoning behind it. But when he did it last Sunday, he didn't move the camera enough, and he was still in the frame and caught the footage on tape. Police found out about it on Wednesday and arrested him that afternoon. He's facing 2 counts of contaminating water supplies and 2 counts of criminal damage to critical infrastructure. So they say they put out a statement saying, yeah, the town's water is still safe to drink. They took water samples, and the public was never in danger. But come on, that dude's been doing that his whole career.
So he was doing this just to be a jerk?
They haven't got to the bottom of why he was doing it.
All right, I'm going
to
give you some knuckleheads here out of Toronto. Some thieves walked into a Toronto pot store, and they walked out with not the pot, not the ATM. I mean, those would be the 2 things that thieves are pulling out of pot stores these days. What they really wanted was the artwork. The pot store in Toronto was selling a photo of a woman smoking. They were selling this thing, and I guess, it's a renowned photographer or something. The price tag on it was $600. So these knuckleheads walk into the pot store, and they buy pot with a credit card. I guess you can do that there. And then they pull the $600 picture off the wall, and they walk out. The whole thing is caught on camera. I mean, the whole place is under video surveillance, and the card that was used is in the system, so they'll have no trouble tracking these knuckleheads.
Piece that together pretty easy.
Yeah. They'll probably have that painting back up on the wall by the end of business today.